Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I thought I knew the girl so well. She was sad, I couldn't tell. I missed the point, I missed the signs. So if she's gone, the fault is mine. I know a whole lot of little things. And even though I could list them one by one, she would still be gone. Her eyes were blue, her hair was long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her very song was in my life. I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes. But I paid no attention to what mattered most. I never asked. She never said. When she cried, I turned my head. She dreamed her dreams behind closed doors. That made them easy to ignore. And I know I miss the forest for the trees. And all I have or would she walk out the door for Colfax and nothing more? Her eyes were blue, her hair was long, at 64 she was born in Baton Rouge. Her favorite song was in my life. I memorized her every move. I knew her books, her car, her clothes. But I paid no attention to what mattered most.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just make my heat index go through the roof. And if I Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. On this very special edition, we have country music superstar Ty Herndon joining us live. We're going to be talking about his new album. Is he touring? Is he doing some new things in the music industry? You're going to find it all right now. Everybody sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and this is All You Need to Know Radio, and it starts right now. Hello, everybody, and welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host.
This is All You Need to Know Radio.
This is our very special edition of All You Need to Know Radio, and we have country music superstar Ty Herndon joining us live. Ty, are you there?
I am here. Hi, guys. What's up?
We are doing fantastic, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I am enjoying a day off in Nashville. Just, a day off in Nashville for me means catching up on laundry and all that fun stuff. But it's a beautiful day here, and it's all good, Mr. John Ashley.
Well, I love to hear how everyone is doing. Like country music superstars are doing the same thing as everyday people are.
You mean like me shampooing the carpet yesterday? Yeah.
Exactly. Just like that.
Absolutely. I'm about to put my house up for sale, so I'm kinda getting it ready to go. So it's a fun thing to do. But yeah, man, it's normal. I was just talking to I'm on tour this year with Jamie O'Neill and Billy Dean and Andy Griggs. We were all talking about how everybody lives on farms, and just when we're off the road, it's just, you know, it's just normal. Just life is just like everybody else does, man. As a matter of fact, I was down on the farm with my uncle just about 3 weeks ago, and we was helping him slaughter some pigs. So how normal is that?
Exactly. That's what I think is exciting for people to understand is that, you know, stars are actually real people too.
Well, you know, I don't think country. I think in country music, I've often said this. I don't know that we have any stars because everybody's so down to earth. But there's a lot of hugely successful people out there in country music, but you know, at the end of the day, everybody's just really down to earth, and it's kind of cool. So it's a crazy world out there. So it's good to have people that are recording music that matters and just doing good things in life, and country music is all about that. Not only the artists, but the band, you know, they're just great. Best audience in the world.
Well, and let's bring people up to date of who Ty Herndon is. Grammy-nominated, Dove Award-winning country recording artist, 4 number one singles, over 20 Billboard-charted songs, and over 5 million albums sold.
Crazy, isn't it? That's crazy.
That's some pretty good credentials, Mr. Herndon.
That's pretty good for an old country boy from Alabama, man. We have a brand new song that's entered the Billboard charts this week at number 50. So now it's 21 Billboard charts. So don't sell me short.
Amen to that. 21 Billboard charted songs. Okay, so let's talk about this new album that came out, I believe it was last year, and it's called Lies I Told Myself. First of all, love the album. Think it's some of your best work yet.
Thank you.
You sound amazing, which you know I always thought
that.
Well,
thank you, John. I appreciate that. Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I just want to thank the fans because it was the most downloaded album that I've had since Living in a Moment, the best selling record that I've had. So it was. I guess the number of, or the little bit of time that I took off in between was a good thing. so that, thank you to all the are your listeners and the fans out there for downloading the record. It's been successful, and that's all you can ask. That's pretty cool.
That's right. Once again, if you're joining us as of right now, you are listening to All You Need to Know Radio, where we have country music superstar Ty Herndon talking about his new album, Lies I Told Myself. Okay, now let's talk about how you made this album work, because you did something that a lot of artists have been afraid to do, doing a Kickstarter program. Can you explain that?
Yeah, man, because I'm on a small label. Most of the artists from the 90s are. Not many of us, very few of us are on large labels anymore. And so on a smaller label, it takes a, you know, people know this, like any business, it's music business. The word business is what we're talking here, and it's expensive to run a business. So I told my label, I said, I tell you what, I'm going to do this Kickstarter campaign, and whatever we make on it, you guys need to match. And that's – the album was already made, so this was just strictly about having enough money to have – to give the label a chance to have – to do the promotion for the album to make it success, make it successful. And so I don't think they quite expected me to do quite that well, because all of a sudden they're like, holy cow, we got to match that. I was like, that was the deal.
If I remember right, you were one of the artists that did it first, though, right?
Yeah, man. It was one of the first country artists to do it, and I liked the idea just simply because, you know, the fans need to know the nuts and bolts of the music business. As everybody used to think, oh, wow, you go in the studio, we cut a song and send it to radio, and everybody plays it. Well, you know, it doesn't work that way anymore because it takes a lot of money to get an album out there and get all the promotion around it. And it takes upwards of $500,000 to do that. So, and on a smaller scale for guys like me that had hits in the 90s and early 2000s, you don't need quite that much. You know, it's just because you get a top 50 Billboard charting record, it actually performs like a number one record for us. So it's there's a whole different level of business going on right there. So I've had to become a businessman. If you're going to stay in this and have longevity, you have to figure out how to do it and keep reinventing yourself and you know, keep a good company working strong. So that's I'm a part owner in my label now, and we have a management company. So it's cool because at this point in my life, John, I get to go out and develop and work with young artists, and we got a cool new artist, a young lady named Kim McBee, and we're about to launch her record, and it's fun to be able to give that back and just and be able to be a mentor. You know, it's kind of the voice in real life. There you go.
What I really like about the Kickstarter programs, though, is it lets the fans be part of the album. They get to be able to say,
yeah,
oh, yeah, that Ty Herndon album, I helped make that.
Yeah, that's right, absolutely. In our case, the album was already done, but we also included their names in the artwork and stuff just to be able to say that they were part of getting the record out there to the people and getting it out and letting it be successful.
Am I right in saying this was your first country album in 7 years?
Yeah, it was. You know, I had the Christian record in 2010, which was, gosh, that thing got more accolades than any country record that I ever did. So it was a cool put out there, and we're out touring that for a couple of years. It didn't seem like 7 years, but the last country album was right about now, and that was also on a small label. So it was good to be able to get that music out there. Now we're working, you know, there's going to be another new album coming in first year, maybe even earlier. It's a duets album that I'm doing with Jamie O'Neill and Anita Cochran. She's writing and producing all that, and both of those ladies are Grammy nominated and one Grammy winning artist. So that's going to be fun. Putting just lots of new music coming, man. Lots of new music. Woo!
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now we need to take a quick break and pay some bills, Ty. As we go to break, this is one of my favorite songs by Ty Herndon. It didn't really get very much airplay, but the story to this song is amazing. It's called Heather's Wall. Ty, can you hang on? We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I hear the gun explode. I see the flash. It brings me to my knees. And I feel the warmth blowing out of me. I'm climbing up the stairs.
You know what it is I love about being Spider-Man? Everything.
Peter Parker.
Harry Osborn.
It's been 10 years. What have you been up to?
I do some web design.
It's just the wrist. Just on the wrist, buddy.
Peter, you're going to want to see this.
Oscorp.
Get you under surveillance.
Why?
Isn't that the question of the day?
Nothing is what I thought it was.
I once told you that secrets have a cost. The truth does, too.
My name is Richard Parker. I have discovered what Oscorp was going to use my research for.
The future. We have plans for you, Peter Parker. You wanted to be the hero.
Need a hand?
Now you gotta pay the price.
We have the power now. We can change the world.
Then let's go catch a spider.
To go dancing, we can go have coffee or talk or something.
No, please, I need to go dancing with you.
Okay, baby, let's go dancing.
American Hustle has now been nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture of the Year.
I'm doing this from the feet up.
That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean?
It means you got to be committed to something in your life.
An ensemble equal of anything from Hollywood's golden age.
The Art of Survival is a story that never ends.
American Hustle, rated R, now playing.
All right, everybody, that is the amazing Ty Herndon that joins us live. We are talking about his new album, Lies I Told Myself, and I think we have a new single that's getting ready to drop, right, Ty?
Yeah, we've got the current single, Lies I Told Myself. If you guys haven't checked that out, I mean, it's such an awesome song about life and equality and just the whole nine yards of you know, loving yourself, which I love doing music that matters. And then got an amazing single coming probably in about another 2 months with the incredible Grammy Award-winning Jamie O'Neill. She just sings her butt off, and I had to try really hard to keep up with her in the studio. So she's something else, and Jamie's new album hits the airways here in about 2 weeks as well. So I love all these artists working together, man. We all coming together just to continue to make great music.
Absolutely, and let me just tell you, everybody out there, first of all, go to iTunes and download this brand new album from Ty, Lies I Told Myself. Also, download the single. Make sure that you go and watch the video, because the video is just, it's an amazing message. You did really, really well on that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'm 50-something years old these days, so if I haven't learned some lessons and can't sing about it, then I might as well quit.
That's very true. So tell me, this song, I Can't, by Jamie O'Neill, is, I think, one of my favorite songs on the record.
Thank you.
I really think it is going to be a mega, mega hit.
From your lips to God's ears.
And I'm so excited that
we're going to need about $200,000. Let's see, you're a finance show, so maybe you can find us some investors, and we'll make it huge.
Let's see what we can do about that. I'm so excited because we're going to get to debut this single, right? We're the first person playing it on the air.
You are. You know what? And I don't do that for just anybody, but you're a good and old friend of mine, and I'm so. Just so you guys know out there, I've known this guy for, God, about 25 years, and
He has truly earned his stripes with what he does. So I'm going to toot your horn for a minute. And so only for you, my brother, would I debut a single before it even comes out. So should I introduce it?
Absolutely.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's first time on the radio, a brand new single from the amazing Jamie O'Neill and yours truly.
And it's called I Can, and it's on All You Need to Know Radio.
I wonder if she lays awake at night and thinks about what we had. Every now and then I'm haunted by tears. I wish you didn't leave like that. I know I should let her go, but I can't.
This is All You Need to Know Radio, guys, and that is the amazing Ty Herndon featuring Jamie O'Neill, the very first time played on the air. That just sounds so beautiful, Ty.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks for giving it a spin. I appreciate that very much. And I wish you a most incredible day, brother, and congratulations on all the success of your new show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in. And are you on tour right now? I heard like 100 tour dates this year alone.
Yeah, we are. We're doing some weekends right now, but this summer is going to be crazy. So it's a show called Guitars and Country Stars with me, Jamie O'Neill, Billy Dean, and Andy Griggs. So look for it. I think we're coming to Billy Bob. I think we'll be in Texas quite a few times. So just check our Facebook pages and our website for tour dates.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking some time with us today, Ty. We greatly appreciate it. And
right,
you have
brother,
a wonderful day, guys. Right now we're going to close the show with Lies I Told Myself. Say bye to everybody, Ty.
See you guys. God bless you.
All right, everybody. So this is the amazing Ty Herndon with his current single, Lies I Told Myself, Get it on iTunes. Have a good evening.
Guys like you don't ever finish high school. You probably ought to quit and get a job. You're gonna wind up a drunk just like your uncle. I know you think you're different, but you're not. You're too small to catch a football. You're a fool to follow your heart. Crazy for even thinking you got a chance with that guitar. And who they said you were is who you'll always be. Some lies I told myself, I'm glad I didn't believe. Money's the only thing that makes you happy. And what you're looking for ain't in that church. A love like that only happens in the movies. A boy like you can't get a girl like her. You're too small to catch a football. You're a fool to follow your heart. Crazy for even thinking you got a chance with that guitar. Know the truth don't always set you free. Some lies I told myself, I'm glad I didn't believe. Given something you won't ever be. Some lies I told myself, I'm glad I didn't believe. Oh, some lies I told myself, I'm glad I didn't believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's how it's done. Country music superstar Ty Herndon with his current single, Lies I Told Myself. We debuted the single he is going to release from the album next. You can only hear it on All You Need to Know Radio. So here it is one more time for your listening pleasure. Don't forget to join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This is All You Need to Know Radio. Keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all is. Here is Ty Herndon featuring the fabulous Jamie O'Neill with the debut of I Can't. Have a good evening.
I wonder if she lays awake at night and thinks about what we had. Every now and then I'm haunted by tears. I wish you didn't leave like that. I know I should let her go, but I can't. I wish I could call.
I'm